Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, we're going to check in. Today, we're going to look at where we're at, where do we need to go, and what do we need to do to be able to get there. Because if we're not always looking at where we're at, if we're not always looking at what to improve, then a lot of the time, we just stay at where we're at. And we can't stay where we're at because we evolve every single day. Every day we're learning something new. Every day we're seeing something different. We've got all of these things that we can apply to our business and we can evolve and improve the way that we do things. And that's a big part of being able to keep your business relevant, to keep people talking about your business. But not only does that happen in your business, it also should be able to happen with your partners. If you were to look at your referral team worksheet, your spreadsheet, the referral partners you have there, are they still relevant? Are they still working? Do we need to improve? Do we have better people now in our network that would actually be better partners for us? So let's take stock of where we're at and let's look at the things that we need to do. And I'm just going to throw a few things out there for you to be able to consider and go, am I being the most efficient? Am I actually best practice in my world? And am I doing everything right now? Or are there things that I could be doing that are actually better than what I'm doing right now? So I know, for example, over the past week, we've worked very hard on changing our onboarding sequence, our referral on-ramp, as we call it. Now, don't get me wrong, we've made huge steps. We went from nothing to a good on-ramp, but I went, it can be better. I've seen what other people have done, and I've liked that there, and I've liked that over there, and I've liked that over there, and I've brought things together to go, now we've got a really nice on-ramp and onboarding process for people who come and become part of our programs. So that's one area where I've gone, well, I've definitely evolved. I need to evolve this also and bring it up to scratch. So you might have some things where I talk about and you go, no, that's absolutely perfect. You might have other things where you go, oh, I don't even have that at all. And then you might have other things where you go, yeah, that's okay, but I can do it better. So let's get ourselves started. So the first thing we're going to start off in is with our referral teams. What do your profitability partners look like? Do you have the best possible profitability partners that you could? Have you evolved and therefore you are sort of 10 times in front of where your profitability partners are right now, so therefore it's time to change it? What about your supergroup? Where does your supergroup sit in terms of have you evolved and people haven't come with you? Is it time for a change? Or is it working just fine? So go through all of our referral teams, profitability partners, supergroup, cross-promotion partners, content distributors. Focus on those four. Are there things that need to be improved in those particular areas? Once you've had a look at that, let's have a look now at our money map, our marketing channels. So what channels are you marketing? And I'm going, you should have five different channels. So for example, our channels are our partners, our wider network, social media, live streams and live events, and retargeting. So what are your five channels? Do you need to change them? Do you need to evolve them? Once you've got your channels, what are you now doing in terms of being able to get in front of people and attract people to your business? So if we're chasing people, we're doing it the wrong way. It's about attracting people who are interested and they've got the challenge that we have the solution to. Business becomes much easier when you attract rather than chase. What does your signature system look like? Does it need to improve? Do you need to add more to it? Take some away from it. So far we've looked at our referral teams, we've looked at our money map, we've looked at our signature system. What needs to be improved there? Does anything, is it all working perfectly? Or are there tweaks that need to be made? What does your onboarding process look like? Are there tweaks that need to be made? Do you need to create one? Is it working perfectly? What does your wider get my network to help me plan look like? Do you have 30 to 40% of your network helping you week in, week out? Or is it only 1 or 2% of your network? So it's time to take stock, time to just evaluate, time to look at different aspects of your business and go, am I cutting edge? Am I really doing everything? And this is as perfect as it can be with the knowledge that I have right now. Or are there things that could improve? Are there things that could evolve? Could you take it to a different level? See, all of this just comes down to small little action steps. And as we're about to hit a new month, it's about going, what are the four major projects I want to work on during the month of February? And once you have the major projects, it's then a matter of chunking them down into small little activities. What are the small little activities that I need to do to complete this major project? So in January, one of our major projects was around improving partnership club experience. So that was the major project, and therefore I then had about 17 different little activities that needed to be done to achieve that major project. So with us about to start a new month, what's your major projects? Is there stuff we've just gone through today where you go, okay, that's one of my projects to get that improved in February? Well, what are the small little activities that you need to do to get that improved? We can't ever just sit still. As an individual, we continue to learn, we continue to grow, we continue to evolve ourselves. And as we continue to learn, grow, and evolve, we should be taking our business along with us. We should be looking at what can we improve, what can we do better? How do we do it a different way? How do we do it a better way? How do we provide that solution in a way that people are just going to rant and rave and tell everybody how brilliant that experience was with you? And it doesn't matter what type of business you have, everyone has the ability to be the very best, to provide an experience where people just go, wow. So ask yourself, are you doing that right now? Or are there ways that you can improve? Hopefully it's been really helpful. If it's the first time you've been listening to us on our podcast, welcome. Make sure you go check out referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. Whole bunch of great things there for you to be able to get and for you to start being able to build your referral teams, use your networks better, fill your sales funnels through partners and cross promotions, and in the end, get tapped in to a great network of people by coming and joining us on our closed Facebook group. Till next time, take care, have a brilliant week, and I look forward to speaking to you real soon.